Yeah, they came in for shelter.
But there was a meeting interval, that wasn't it all when Leighton's field was signing again?
The signing of the conscription, the anti-conscription
paper. They had to support the church, didn't
they? They had to sign in every parish all over
Ireland.
Yeah. One day.
Martin was in
was
he
in jail at that
time. Saw this was
I was.
And out the morning class.
Yeah.
I was released about the 8th of July 1918.
And when were you taken in?
March.
Yeah. But while you were in, then the Canavan ran the company?
Canavan
and
Jenkins,
yeah.
They ran the company.
In the valley, meaning God just to be sent to the land.
Father, we have to deliver the oration at the end of the morning.
Because they were back in death.
The only time the clergy ever back to Iraq.
If that became large, the clergy could be conscripted too.
Oh, yes, definitely.
They could be out on the.
They were in number two, you know.
Yeah, they could be on the front. When it started in 1917, you had not been planting up before the second year.
No.
How did you come by them? They lost.
Had we ever meet him?
No.
You weren't that, were you?
I was.
What did you see?
Well, you know, no, it didn't last so long at all. there was in the coming of mind, Ollie Hogan and then he kept his fist and door, Nelly and Mrs. with the back and a cry, and I said the meeting would be 8 o'clock, they called about 10. You've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And, we had to make hot water bottles. We had to make have affected canvas, you know, with straps and things like that. And we made up a collection. You know?
Yeah.
Went around, made up a money. And that's all right. We used to have the meeting, then the meeting. Oh, we made up money. We had a bit of money. I remember one day Mr. Johnny Callahan came in and interviewed him. Lend some of the money. He was the volunteer.
Right.
And he wanted some of the money. I think they gave it to him too.
Mm-hmm.
I know what was the money. I had no job in it
yeah.
anyway.
You got it on the volunteer,
didn't you?
He did not.
Oh.
They tried to come around there in 1st year.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't wait, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my
God. I see the matter there one evening.
They were rolling bandages or something.
There used to be bandages making. We had bandages and we had the. There was like half point bottles now padded, you know, round and padded and padded.
Yeah.
And we had the bags. Well, Nelly was great. She made everything. I made it very well. But in this one, wouldn't write them.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed them. And you could make them like their bags, so we made them out good cloth bags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we dyed them all green. And a buckle and a strap, you know, and it was a strap and buckle.
Yeah.
And all the shoulder and the buttons, etc. And all, you know, that we ever made, and we had a collection, and I remember the volunteers went for some of the money, and for all the money, you don't have to take it out.
Take it out of me. Well, what was the authority of a captain of a company?
Hmm?
What was the authority of a captain?
What? That's all I know about.
Ran completely the hall. Where did you pick up about military tactics and that sort of thing? Where did you pick up about
books?
That's where you got your idea of drilling and that sort of thing. But you know, like the question, you know, like the black intents and things that were brought out and were executing that, you had full authority. You had full authority in all this matter, like the execution and black intents and all these.
Oh, I don't know, bloody.
There was no.
And if I knew, they all like shooting.
You didn't have to report any for the renting of family, no questions left.
No.
Was it Liberty Harbour? You was the fair, that's all during the whole thing, was it?
Main barracks.
Well, who taught the name for it?
Liberty Hall in Dublin, you know.
John.
Was it?
Liberty
Island. John Fitz had
Liberty Island Dublin was under late 1916 Liberty Island. This was in
a pop out of it then. But what type of man was my uncle? Like? I hear a lot of talk about him.
Who?
Young John, what type of man was he?
He's the best friend I ever had anyway. Well, he did. And we never had a row. Nanny?
Yes.
He wouldn't be this man anyway. In duty.
What's that?
He do it himself and make everybody else do it as well.
But he was like most of my father was, wasn't he?
Oh,
he was.
Who?
He was
well, of course, he was elected into the company. He was being active.
He was taking the command.
Yeah.
And he was commanding the great good soldier and a good officer because he always got it done. Of course, and then this was a force of the man too to give him his due. It wasn't a matter of will he do it, I'll do it.
Yeah. Me,
yeah. This was the same. The job should be done. He bought him had. No qualifications in that perspective.
And I won't with Kenneth and Desmond.
Okay, he was good food.
We go here very quiet.
He was doing this for good.
The only time I ever saw Mike coming out and quick. And Charlie Reelang on, he said, Charlie's life. The morning Charlie was going to the picnic. Don't the Mal Willis's picnic?
Don't belong Webbs?
Huh?
In Webbs?
In Webbs?
Because I was there.
Hmm?
I was there. Remember about that picnic? There was a big gramophone there with a big heart in it.
Otherwise,
yes. It was playing mad. And the military packed outside, the tennis packed outside, sir.
That's right.
What?
The tennis packed outside.
Why did I need a picnic?
You don't want to see.
The whole thing. Who was picnic?
It was going to be a picnic, going to be a
party.
Sure.
No, I had another order coming among you, everybody would picnic to the boys.
Yes, I didn't know. Well,
no, that's what it was. Right? No, a little bit of recreation for the volunteers, more or less. And I love remember it in the gramophone. And I'll tell you who announced it.
Dendon Hood, Asra Popirin, Sarlag, Nelidon Hood, there was a Nelidon Hood. And she was around there. Oh God, she said she was at the gate or something. She said the tennis passing. She said, like an answer outside in the road, she said, gone down. Canyon or live there, anyway, Canyon, the first cardigan, you know, shawl band woman, is in the heart and the blood. As he got on his chocolate and stopped the noise, he could never take it any after. He only stopped the cardigan right in the mouth of it.
But did you know Charlie Reed was in the lorry?
Was Charlie loved?
No, but he got his wife home to the picnic. The one time I saw Cannibal lay down the law, very quick and sudden, and threw out them roaches. Charlie turned up and he went out. Got right pants on him, knee breeches. Coat and a belt around here, and a long 45 would be down here. You're going to the picnic. And we got Cameron more than 5 minutes showing him up and taking the skid off of him. And down the road, about as far as Murphy's, when the Cameron was overtook him. And the cameraman gave him a lift to the picnic. Wouldn't he look nice with a long 45 wibbly? I know. I remember now one time I saw Mick, Michael Cameron showing his teeth very quick and sudden. He grabbed Charlie Lavan, he had the skid over the horse. And now the horse was over the bent, he had his stuck in the bent. And yet he going sailing down the bloody road with his corduroy breeches and his skid down here in the belt. And Larry Cameron's after his heels. You saved Charlie's life. Imperial Burp. Imperial Burp and General Lynch.
He is awesome.
Didn't he?
They are like,
don't you remember? Do you remember the two of them? Imperial Burp and General Lynch.
Anyone else like that?
yesterday I was gone down for the detonator. I had to go to a program where mass for the detonator. And here in Pantibor, only child down the road from the chapel and even the government. Long below in Riverstone, this is only in Trapwead.
Tamroyne.
So, we lowered our detonators into that, and anyway, we were to bring them up to Dermot. We came on over. For 7 minutes, we came into Brooklyn's cannabis. Two buckles, I come into Brooklyn's and examine all the names behind the doors. They're just like two tramps. And we met Mike, they were above at Top's Gate. There's no pond there, and they were there washing the whistles. So I asked Mike, Mike says, you say, what's in that car? I did see. What has gone up? And that was all right, anyway, I pelted away after him. They were gone, of course, on the washing stage. And I ran along the dike, don't you see? I wouldn't be heard. Because just when I came inside him, Dahi and Charlie Lee came down the road on two bikes. They banged into the tomb. Charlie was all right. Charlie was able to lock his fella. Charlie was big enough. For Dahi, because Dahi got Dahi down under him. And he was grabbing for the skit in the pocket. They just had old savage joke to him. Bars up, so back up again the wall there. Back up again the wall, got the bars up and he went. I seen Dahi over the Verizon, just they were living farther up the road there. I seen him out there for a long time. Yeah, some grand out. Let me know the direction to Top Speed. Let me take their hands behind their backs there. Peel them off up the sink.
And were they executed after that?
Oh, that night.
Well, how did you know there were toys?
We got a letter from one of them saying that she, from a doll, hoping the Shinners wouldn't get him.
Dunkettle Bridge wasn't blown up.
No, two different operations altogether and a year between them. Bad wet night.
Yeah.
You tried and blown up that night.
Well, how would your memory that be, didn't you?
Mine's bad, if I
tried and fade,
I know.
No. Very key for it. Er som kanel blån bukaj. Is here the keepers. But it was, we had to come out of the car and force the bloody thing is under, so they all locked up. It was a wet night.
A bad wet night at Mursu.
I'll tell you all about that now. That's the night I'm talking about. That's the night it was opened. And that year, John, opened the two sides of it.
Well, what was this note for?
Yes.
Do you remember that,
Jimmy? John had a party about 15 or 20 men, I think. And all hid over us. And the Lotha. And we came in and we opened one side of it, don't see. When you open one side, the road from Middleton to Cork would end up suddenly in the water. When you open the other side, the road from Cork down in the water.
But how do you mean open it now?
No, but you could
have. But that's how boats are going to another, no?
I suppose that's
how
boats
have on turn. Hmm?
Well, the first let boats
up. It's opening for ships.
For ships to go up to?
Denmark.
The ships go up to Denmark. Yeah.
To
the
and
the first side of the drawbridge or?
To the bridge and a pivot, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
Pivot bridge.
It was something similar to the
Arnold
bridge.
Like, was it?
It was just swimming over in there, right?
Yes. We John was down with his team down below over the road, you know. But the black and they blocked the British ship that came. And I opened the Middleton end. And so then we go up the road after John said, you only have to jump out and sit. Why should I? You didn't open the cork in the tall, so see. And then he explained to him, the only thing we only want to catch the middle and throw, we only watching to catch the car floor, isn't it? No. The one from Cork was open anyway, I was closed. The first ladder came down with the rains against it in the morning, but we had to be on the other side.
Hit
to be going to the side.
Only hit the bridge.
Only hit the bridge.
Hit the bridge without swinging back a little bit,
no? No. We had only one end of it opened. One yeah. Half it opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
happened to
the road,
I suppose? What was your memory on
that, didn't you? I can't remember how it worked now, I suppose he did at the time already.
Mm-hmm.
And he was to come around sideways.
Yes.
But of course, I never seen it opened, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen it opened. I seen it opened after, of course.
Well, altogether, next time.
Blown, yes.
Next time was in the Civil War. At the start of the...
That bridge was blown during the Black and Tan War. Definitely.
Did you hear me upset and so?
I don't believe that they were brought in. do in the Civil War.
I never saw them anything happy in the Civil War.
No,
hmm?
And I know all about it.
Mm.
I never saw them anything happy in the Civil War.
No, I don't ever remember anything
happy
during
the Civil War. Statement about
the
British novel.
The Civil War.
They often one half of it. In John Fitz's group came along thinking present on the calendar, often the other half, and he only meant to open one half.
Meant to open one half?
Yes, there was something
there. There was something, didn't that? This is the truth, I should be open,
yeah.
And he opened the other half.
But I don't.
It would be better if there was only one half open. Because they'd see the, they'd drive on, you see, when they see the other part of it up.
And they'd lend into the?
And they'd lend right into the tape.
Yeah.
One side was open.
What made you think these about the blowing up then?
Blowing up? I know
that. America can't be blowing up. Is that during the Civil War to blow up?
No, Matthew, it was already blown up before the Civil War. And for it was blown up for years, as a matter of fact, until the county council put an over there. Years after.
Yes.
Was already. Whether there was a side that too or not, I don't know.
No, we'll find that out. It's worth finding out.
You know, I'm sure about that.
You
don't know
the
opposition.
You're not
the
camp. You're not the camp. You're not the camp. You're not the camp. You're not the camp. You're not the camp. And of course, it was that night the volunteers weren't group done it, and they'd done their part, but the other man came along and he said, well, done it all. Of course, you see, they weren't breathing it. He thought the whole bridge was to be taken away from it. Naturally enough, when you see it done in this company or this group,
yeah.
His section, they demolished the other side of it. And that night, we were nearly down then.
That was the night, yeah.
And we picked him up when he was in Gaelic.
Like he
and he walked in Underline, rifled off his one. And down he went, and the rifle got cut on the car and the girders. Only for that he went down into.
Was this the railway line or at the road?
On the railway line he was walking.
Well, on the railway line.
Yeah, how did he get cut?
Yeah, the long infield rifle.
There was nothing but the rails and the sleepers there.
And the sleepers.
Over the bridge.
Over the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Over the river.
Over the river. Oh, yeah. And he went down between the?
Down he went and the rifle was across and, and he hung on to the rifle in two legs in the water. Is that he was going down to Carl John? I think that's what he was going to do.
Well, you weren't that night, didn't you?
I wasn't in that night at all.
You weren't there, was it on Kill Ridge?
I know you were for going back to Dunkettle Bridge at all that morning. And John told me that we only opened half it. Then in Tiffin and the other half opened it.
Really, the bigger one was the knocking at Kill at Klein Bridge.
That was Doug Hope.
Yeah.
Hmm?
That was Doug.
Kill at Klein.
Kill at Klein was demolished. With the definite order that no explosives were to be used.
Picks and shovels.
Why?
Picks and shovels.
Why no explosives?
I don't know more about it. I got the orders from the commandant and I carried them up.
Yeah.
Well, could be more negative, but the one man that saved us that night was Dante Ryan.
Dante Ryan, I believe.
And he wasn't a volunteer at all.
How?
What? Dante Ryan caught a sleeper, took a hole on one side of the bridge, put down the sleeper there. Test the rope to the top of it and 50 men on the rope. And we moved it by inches. We got the first sleeper down. within by inches, we moved it over where the officer captain.
Operation organizing the Peter Klein one, wasn't it?
Sorry. 90 of press labor gang.
How many?
90.
You had a lot more than 90 now.
Well, 90 of press labor gang anyway.
You have more.
And all the ones here, then?
You have 90 from the car. I remember I was taking a little early.
Forced labor. Was it where the train was stopped or something, was it?
Well,
I'm going to take a deal here. And mashed them down, don't you see? But there was down a single barrel, shackled under the arm in that minute. And the coach was always come out here, out and go that much out. And there was a, well, tell me we got our own back anyway, off of those fellas.
But there was a big recruit in the class over then, wasn't there?
Well, there was.
Yeah.
I started at 3 o'clock in the evening recruiting. With a hungry belly.
Yeah.
Mad right down along. I was out of the fire of opera.
I was
And then we couldn't get Pinsy. And I left them in order, he was not going to cry before I left. We ran to the chapel gate the following morning. Fairly friendly, you know, that every one of our family that had to mind the house anywhere, do something about the house. And how Hogan got opened in terms, not merciful, but Tab was given the shotgun. He left down that day, right? Well, the whole mob down anyway.
But he actually only once out of a column, was it?
9 o'clock. Yeah. 9 o'clock we landed at the bridge, landed operations at the bridge. Yes, the bloody. Got a while now.
Tally-ho.
I need to do it. No, we have to do it.
Brief,
I remember poor me cutter garlic is all. He can have a calan calan with the bobbly, I mean, pick up and
that was
Killick Klein Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And he will rise just for the fucking hacking. Cutter had one American rifles and what they call them. There he went, the rifle loaded. Now, you know, they stick it in between Helen's two legs. Come on, boy, work up there. Never touch you be working for the blooming little republic, did you? Good God, I saw Lane signs of money, they were in the food state. There was every bloody red blister there and they all bust in the two hands.
Well, they've never kind of taken his life.
Hmm?
If I have never kind of taken his life, I think
That was the night the non-volunteers worked.
What was the purpose in knocking the bridge? Was there some operation in these factors? There was no...
On the other side, got was that bridge was to be knocked and no explosion in the knocking. I got that out of the morning before. And at 3 o'clock in the evening when I started gathering my team. That's a woman from Katie Roaches and all that.
Maybe sure that didn't too.
We cleaned out along right out that road. That road, we cleaned it out as far as upper.
Yeah, but
sure,
we got more out to carry to
one
village,
and
you got out there,
aren't you? I know, you did, but look at the lesson to the
was that even by that number working one bridge, could you do one there?
Well, they were packed. I don't know how they were, somebody was in Scotland and talking with me, she got, they were packed. They flies on top of the bridge.
It would take 3 years, and it was work for
the members, the company members then were around at different times.
Who was
on top of the bridge in charge of?
Well, I don't know.
Who was in charge of the workforce on the bridge?
Oh, I took charge of that.
You were?
Well, there was one fella, he was having a great built every so often up at the urban side of the bridge, but an urban side was there that time, steel side.
Yeah.
And you're asking the same poor Bill Savage above my lane. He had a big heavy sledge, and he was building that all night. It was only having to paint after the coffee. Well, you know, years after I went along and you could see the sign of the built of the sledge in the paint.
Just eating away at
the... Belting away. Now we took him away. So they gave us out of it.
I know. I came back in the morning. Travelled up with it. And the train was there.
Yeah.
The train was near the pet.
She would have got half past 5, quarter to 6.
More than quarter to 6.
Mm. Half past 7 they drew off.
So he took on to half past 7 to nothing, was it?
Half past 9.
Or the whole night.
Mm-hmm. The whole night, belting away.
By God, I wasn't solid concrete, it was stone, limestone.
But was it a moonlight night and had the lights
or
tent or battles?
Was it a dark night?
Was it a summer night? See what they were at.
He put the sleeper in the hall and we cut down. And cut the passage for the girder.
Mm.
And the car we had the girder, then don't you see? And the sleeper for the telegraph pole. Down above the girder. Above the end of the girder. And a rope onto the telegram pole in 15 minutes. And when they had pulled to go an inch or two. They went that way, and the other side in with about a foot, 2 foot and a half under. Until it got cleared, until we shoved it over, far enough to get it cleared, the thing, and the only went in. Seven and a half tons.
And
they
get that.
Dropped every bloody girder, then one after the other, down after.
Didn't
that
be
a little one of myself? You were the fierce man. Can I ever know the rule of Dante? No good pretending I would, I wouldn't.
No, I didn't. Could never do it on any fine.
Did you ever
hear
the
never come down on any fine.
We finished at 7:30 in the morning. I had nothing to eat for my breakfast the day before. And we headed off, 7 or 8 of us headed off together. For Cathy's we went anyway, Cathy Roaches. The best place to get it, of course. And we brought John with us, the last of us, and Johnny was. He was courting Brady Roach at the time. We had to give his gas and hold him. So, got up and he went, knocked at the door, and we got Cathy for her out the window. The boys, you have a bottle of soap? No, ma'am, look at here we want some. And he got up the head. Got Brady got a rather dinner. Start down in the fire and full of eggs. Didn't Finn eat eggs that morning? He said to the crane to leave him on the table.
Eggs down and Finn was at the table. Mr. Roach, he said, I'm to him, rain here at all. Oh my, there was some kitty working there at the time.
Who?
Some kitty, I don't know who she was. Kitty, she said, then to put out any eggs for the boys. Put out a pot of eggs. And the pot of eggs are put on, and Finn did that. Yeah, do Finn.
Aye.
I don't know when we get any eggs.
Well, Finn ate them.
I know, he had to feed them all right. But Miss Roach, she said, he was laying here
yeah,
at all.
He was great, man, task.
He was?
Great.
They said nothing, he was bloody hungry. And if it was, I haven't seen that Maria yet, my meaning, same watcher than all my noon.
No one knew you.
No one knew. No one knew me.
That's the night. What a night. And we took what we had with Mother. And the name Gopal Bank, there was a creepy in the room. And we brought back what wasn't taken. And dumped him about in the place. That's my job, and didn't board.
What was it?
We took what Adam's room. In Nakaya company, over to Nakaya that night, that evening, in the house and cat.